Welcome, brave souls, to Tales of the Grimdark, where we delve into the universe's most horrifying stories and figures. Today, we embark on a journey through the darkest corners of the Warhammer 40,000 universe, a place where monstrous entities stalk the battlefield, driven by unimaginable powers. In this universe, death is often a mercy, and the horrors that await mankind's defenders are far worse than mere extinction. In this series, we'll be exploring the seven most terrifying creatures in the galaxy, monsters that embody the grim darkness of the far future, where there is only war. These are the entities whose very names cause fear to ripple through both mortal and immortal beings alike. Prepare yourselves as we descend into the depths of terror. Let's dive in. Chapter 1. The Bloodthirster, Greater Demon of Khorne. The Bloodthirster is the ultimate embodiment of Khorne's wrath, standing as the pinnacle of violence, bloodshed, and unbridled rage. To fully grasp the nature of this terrifying creature, one must first understand the god it serves, Khorne, the chaos god of war, murder, and blood. Khorne is a being who cares nothing for the motives behind the violence. He only revels in the act of slaughter itself. His followers, known as the Blood God's Legions, are driven by a singular goal, to spill blood and claim skulls in his name. To Khorne, the thrill of combat and the blood spilled in battle are the highest forms of worship, and those who embody this primal violence most perfectly become his favored instruments. Bloodthirsters are the apex of Khorne's demonic hierarchy, the living avatars of his insatiable desire for destruction. These greater demons are beings of pure rage, hate, and bloodlust, forged from the very essence of the warp. They are born in the timeless forges of Khorne's domain, created from the blood, souls, and hatred of millions of fallen warriors, each drop of their blood and essence feeding the fires that forge these monstrous entities. They are unleashed upon the galaxy as manifestations of Khorne's fury, and their appearance in real space is synonymous with absolute devastation. In the pantheon of Khorne's creations, bloodthirsters stand at the highest echelon, just beneath Khorne himself. They are often viewed as his enforcers, generals, and emissaries, sent to enforce his will and lead his legions in battle. Each bloodthirster is a living weapon, a physical representation of Khorne's creed that might makes right. They brook no weakness, showing disdain for any being who hesitates in combat or shows mercy to their foes. Summoning a bloodthirster is no small feat. Only the most powerful chaos sorcerers, or those who have enacted vast rituals of bloodletting and slaughter, can open the warp rifts necessary for a bloodthirster to break through into the material realm. The cost of summoning such a creature is immeasurable, often requiring the deaths of thousands to fuel the dark rituals. Bloodthirsters are drawn to the maelstroms of battle, appearing wherever the bloodshed reaches its zenith, feeding on the rage and terror of those caught in the throes of war. Kabanda, the most infamous bloodthirster, is known for his role in countless atrocities across the galaxy. He was a key figure in the Siege of Terror, leading the demonic forces in a blood-drenched assault against the Imperial Palace. His hatred for the Blood Angels chapter is legendary, born from his personal vendetta against the Primarch Sanguinius. This rivalry has spanned millennia, and Kabanda has made it his life's purpose to eradicate the Blood Angels from the galaxy. Bloodthirsters are not only generals, but also brutal enforcers of Khorne's will. When his servants fall short of their duties or show cowardice, bloodthirsters are sent to exact punishment. Their mere presence is enough to drive mortal warriors into a frenzy of violence or terror. To stand against a bloodthirster is to face the wrath of a god, an impossible task for all but the most powerful of foes. Bloodthirsters are towering, horrific beings embodying the very essence of war and slaughter. Standing well over 10 meters tall, their immense size alone is enough to strike fear into even the most stalwart of warriors. Their skin is a deep blood-red hue, slick with the viscous essence of the countless beings they have slaughtered over the eons. Blackened, jagged horns curl from their foreheads, adding to their demonic visage and enhancing their aura of brutality. Their bat-like wings span wide across the battlefield, allowing them to descend upon their prey with horrifying speed, trailing the scent of brimstone and blood in their wake. A bloodthirster's face is a nightmarish vision of savagery, a snarling, tusked maw filled with razor-sharp teeth, capable of tearing through flesh and bone with ease. Their eyes burn with the unholy fire of the warp, radiating hatred and bloodlust. When they roar, it is a sound that shatters the resolve of all who hear it, a deafening cry that echoes across the battlefield, promising death and destruction to any who stand in their way. Their massive, muscled bodies are armored in the blood-forged brass of Khorne's legions. This armor is adorned with the skulls of fallen enemies, each a trophy of the bloodthirsters' countless victories. Their limbs end in wickedly sharp talons that can cleave through tanks and fortifications with ease. The weapons they carry are as legendary as they are deadly. The Axe of Khorne is perhaps the most iconic weapon in the Bloodthirsters' arsenal. This enormous two-handed battle axe is a demon weapon of immense power, capable of cleaving through entire ranks of soldiers with a single swing. Forged in the hellfires of Khorne's domain, the axe thirsts for blood just as much as its wielder does. And it is said that the weapon drinks the souls of those it slays, sending them straight to Khorne's throne. In the other hand, many bloodthirsters carry a flaming whip, a barbed weapon wreathed in the fire of the warp. This whip can strike down foes from a distance, wrapping around them and burning them alive. The whip also serves as a symbol of Khorne's domination over his enemies, dragging them toward their inevitable brutal demise. In combat, bloodthirsters are unstoppable engines of destruction. They move with a speed that belies their massive size, crossing the battlefield in great leaps, wings beating furiously as they descend upon their prey. Their strength is unmatched, capable of crushing tanks beneath their hooves or tearing apart armored vehicles with their bare hands. Their rage is so intense that their very presence can cause mortal soldiers to go mad, driving them to frenzy or paralyzing them in fear. Their resilience is equally terrifying. Being demons of the warp, bloodthirsters are almost invulnerable to conventional weaponry. Bolter shells, las fire, even the mighty weapons of titans struggle to pierce their warp-forged hide. Only the most powerful weapons, blessed by the Emperor or steeped in anti-chaos energies, have any hope of inflicting lasting harm on these creatures. Even if wounded, a bloodthirster's sheer hatred can sustain them, allowing them to fight on long past the point where any mortal would have succumbed to their injuries. Finally, bloodthirsters exude an aura of pure terror. Their presence on the battlefield has a palpable psychological effect on those who face them. Warriors of the Imperium, even the most disciplined space marines, find their will faltering in the face of such primal, unrelenting fury. Lesser soldiers often break and flee outright, their minds shattered by the bloodthirsters' overwhelming aura of death. Throughout the galaxy's long and bloody history, bloodthirsters have carved out a legacy of terror and destruction that few can rival. Of these, Kabanda is perhaps the most infamous. His name is a curse among the Blood Angels, for it was he who led the demonic assault against their Primarch, Sanguinius, during the Siege of Terror. The clash between Sanguinius and Kabanda is one of the most storied battles in Imperial history, a confrontation that would forever shape the fate of the Blood Angels chapter. Kabanda's vendetta against the Blood Angels began long before the Siege of Terror, during the brutal fighting on the world of Cygnus Prime. There, the bloodthirster sought to break the Blood Angels and bring them to Khorne's service by drowning them in blood and fury. Kabanda's relentless assault left the Blood Angels on the brink of destruction, but in the end, Sanguinius himself intervened, striking down the demon and banishing him back to the warp. The defeat only fueled Kabanda's hatred for the Blood Angels, and he would return during the Siege of Terror, seeking vengeance. During the siege, Kabanda led the demonic legions in a savage assault against the Imperial Palace. His goal was simple, to claim the skull of Sanguinius and offer it to Khorne. The two fought once more, a titanic battle that shook the very foundations of the palace. Though Kabanda was ultimately defeated again by Sanguinius, His role in the siege cemented his place in history as one of the most fearsome of Corn's servants. Another infamous bloodthirster is Angrath the Unbound, a hulking beast of destruction who played a key role in the first war for Armageddon. Summoned by the forces of chaos, Angrath led a campaign of carnage across the war-torn world, laying waste to entire cities and armies. His rampage was only halted by the intervention of the Grey Knights, who managed to banish the demon back to the warp, though at great cost. Bloodthirsters have been encountered across the galaxy, from the dark corners of the Eye of Terror to the distant reaches of the Eastern Fringe. In every case, their arrival marks the end of hope for those who stand against them. They are the avatars of Khorne's will, unstoppable engines of destruction whose thirst for blood can never be quenched. Chapter 2, The Hierophant, Tyranid by Otitan. The Hierophant is one of the most terrifying Bio-Titans created by the Tyranid Hive Mind, an unstoppable, galaxy-consuming alien race whose sole purpose is to devour all biological material in the universe. The Tyranids represent the ultimate existential threat to every species in the galaxy, from the Imperium of Man to the Eldar and even the forces of Chaos. The Hierophant is the embodiment of this ravenous horde's larger-scale warfare, designed to combat the mightiest of foes and counter the Imperium's massive Titan war machines. The Tyranids are a race unlike any other, a collective consciousness controlled by a single, overriding intelligence, the Hive Mind. Individual Tyranids, from the lowly Hormagaunt to the mighty Carnifex, are merely extensions of the Hive Mind's will, each bioengineered for a specific purpose in the ecosystem of war. The Hierophant, however, stands as one of the largest and most dangerous organisms in this hierarchy, representing the Tyranids' answer to the vast war machines of the Imperium. As with all Tyranid creatures, the Hierophant is bioengineered by the Hive fleets, their genetic material harvested from the myriad species they consume. The Hierophant's origin can be traced back to the growing necessity for the Tyranids to combat the colossal machines of the Imperium, such as Warlord Titans and Imperial Knights, and the massive vehicles used by the Astra Militarum. The Imperium, with its vast war machines and towering engines of destruction, presented a unique challenge to the Tyranid swarm, necessitating the development of creatures capable of taking on these towering foes head to head. The Hive fleets, massive, world-devouring swarms of Tyranid ships, are the vanguard of the Tyranid invasion forces. Each Hive fleet operates with a singular purpose: to harvest all organic material from the planets they encounter, using it to feed their growth and evolve new bioforms. These fleets have unleashed countless horrors upon the galaxy, each new strain of Tyranid creature more fearsome and deadly than the last. The Hierophant is one such creation, developed from the genetic material of the most resilient and deadly organisms encountered by the Tyranids, its sole purpose being to serve as a living engine of destruction on the battlefield. The Hierophant represents the apex of the Tyranids' assault forces, a towering bio-titan designed to shatter the defenses of entire planets. Unlike the smaller Tyranid creatures, which attack in vast numbers, the Hierophant operates more like a singular siege weapon, unleashing devastation on a scale few can comprehend. Its presence on the battlefield signals that the Tyranids have escalated their assault to a level where even the most formidable defenses will crumble before their might. The Hierophant is a truly gargantuan creature, towering over even the most massive of Imperial vehicles and war engines. Standing at over 25 meters tall, it resembles an insectoid titan, its body covered in thick, chitinous armor plates that gleam in the dim light of war-ravaged battlefields. Its bulk is supported by six colossal legs, each ending in razor-sharp talons, capable of slicing through fortified defenses and tank armor with terrifying ease. Its immense size allows it to crush vehicles beneath its feet as though they were mere insects, leaving only twisted wreckage in its wake. The Hierophant's body is long and sinuous, with an elongated torso that stretches back to a massive spiked tail. Its appearance is reminiscent of the Tyranid's smaller organisms, such as the warrior or carnifex, but on a much larger and more horrifying scale. The creature's body is covered in rows of hardened spines and carapace ridges, each serving as a layer of natural armor designed to deflect even the most powerful of weaponry. Its exoskeleton is near impenetrable, capable of withstanding heavy bolter fire, Lascannon beams, and even the crushing blows of a Titan's melee weaponry. Atop its hulking frame, the Hierophant sports two enormous, scything talons. These bone blades are each as long as a battle tank and as sharp as any power sword, capable of cleaving through reinforced bunkers or ripping apart Imperial knights with a single devastating sweep. These talons are the Hierophant's primary melee weapons, designed to tear through the most durable of fortifications and enemy war machines. In addition to its melee prowess, the Hierophant is also armed with a terrifying array of bioweapons. Perhaps the most devastating of these are its bioplasma cannons, which are mounted on its massive torso. These weapons fire searing bolts of concentrated bioplasma, a superheated organic substance that can melt through armor and incinerate infantry in seconds. The bioplasma cannons are not only devastating in their power, but also in their range, allowing the Hierophant to unleash destruction from a great distance before closing in for the kill. The Hierophant also sports venom cannons, organic artillery weapons that hurl globules of corrosive acid and venomous projectiles at its enemies. These weapons are particularly effective against heavily armored targets, as the acidic nature of the venom can eat through metal, reducing tanks and fortifications to molten slag. The venom cannons work in tandem with the bioplasma cannons, creating a devastating combination of ranged and close combat abilities that make the Hierophant a nearly unstoppable force. One of the most terrifying aspects of the Hierophant is its ability to regenerate. Like many Tyranid bioforms, the Hierophant is capable of rapid cellular regeneration, allowing it to recover from wounds that would cripple or kill any other creature. This ability makes it extraordinarily difficult to kill, as it can recover from even the most grievous injuries in a matter of minutes. The regenerative process is fueled by the biomass it consumes, allowing the Hierophant to continue fighting long after its enemies have been worn down by attrition. Another terrifying ability possessed by the Hierophant is its ability to spray a corrosive acid from specialized glands located along its body. This acid can dissolve even the toughest of materials, including ceramite armor, and is used to break through enemy defenses or flush out entrenched infantry. The acid spray is also highly toxic, causing horrific burns and disfigurement to any living creature that comes into contact with it. The Hierophant's arsenal is further enhanced by its ability to disperse toxins and biological spores across the battlefield. These spores are laced with virulent toxins that can incapacitate or kill enemy infantry, making it difficult for any organized defense to form in its wake. The toxins work quickly, often killing their victims within minutes of exposure, leaving the battlefield littered with the bloated, decaying corpses of its foes. The Hierophant has been deployed in countless Tyranid invasions across the galaxy, but a few infamous battles stand out for the sheer scale of destruction wrought by this monstrous Bio-Titan. One of the most well-known engagements occurred during the invasion of Tarsis Ultra, where the Hierophant was first encountered by the Imperium. During this invasion, the Tyranid Hive Fleet Leviathan descended upon the industrial world of Tarsis Ultra, seeking to strip it of its biomass. The Imperium had prepared formidable defenses to repel the invasion, including several Imperial Guard regiments, Space Marines from the Ultramarines chapter, and a number of heavy artillery units. However, none of these defenses were prepared for the appearance of the Hierophant, which led the Tyranid assault against the planet's primary defense lines. The Hierophant tore through the Imperial Guard's lines with terrifying ease, shrugging off artillery bombardments and Lascannon strikes as though they were little more than insect bites. Its bioplasma cannons annihilated entire tank columns, while its venom cannons rained death upon the infantry. The Space Marines of the Ultramarines chapter mounted a desperate defense, but even their legendary discipline and firepower were no match for the Hierophant's sheer brute strength. It is said that the Ultramarines' dreadnought Cassius engaged the Hierophant in combat, only to be nearly obliterated by the Bio-Titan's scything talons. The Hierophant's role in the destruction of Tarsis Ultra's defenses became legendary among those who survived the conflict. The Bio-Titan's arrival had signaled the doom of the planet, and the Imperium's forces were forced into a retreat that would ultimately lead to the planet's consumption by the Tyranid Swarm. Another notable encounter involving the Hierophant occurred during the Battle of Ikar IV, where the Tyranids clashed with the combined forces of the Imperial Guard, the Inquisition, and the Space Wolves chapter. The battle for Ikar IV was one of the bloodiest conflicts of the Second Tyrannic War, and it was during this battle that several Hierophants were deployed to break the planet's defenses. The Space Wolves, led by the indomitable Logan Grimnar, fought valiantly against the Tyranid Swarm. But even the might of the Space Wolves could not stem the tide of destruction brought by the Hierophants. The Bio-Titans smashed through the Imperial lines, their bioplasma cannons reducing entire platoons of guardsmen to ash, while their venom cannons decimated the armored columns of the Astra Militarum. It was only through a combined effort by the Space Wolves' Thunderwolf Cavalry and a detachment of Imperial Knights that the Hierophants were eventually brought down, though at great cost. The Hierophant remains one of the most feared Bio-Titans in the galaxy, its very presence on the battlefield signaling that the Tyranid Swarm has escalated to an apocalyptic level of destruction. Wherever it appears, few survive to tell the tale. Chapter 3, The Keeper of Secrets, Greater Demon of Slaanesh. The Keeper of Secrets is one of the most fearsome and enigmatic greater demons in the service of the Chaos God Slaanesh, the Dark Prince of Excess and Pleasure. Slaanesh, the youngest of the Chaos Gods, embodies not only the pleasure of excess but also the pain of overindulgence, making the Keepers of Secrets equally adept in the arts of seduction and slaughter. As avatars of Slaanesh's insatiable desires, Keepers of Secrets represent the duality of beauty and horror that defines their god's twisted realm. The birth of Slaanesh is a cataclysmic event in the history of the galaxy, marking the fall of the Eldari Empire and the creation of the Eye of Terror. In their pursuit of sensory excess, the Eldari birthed Slaanesh from their own excesses, a psychic scream that tore through the Immaterium. In this moment, the Keepers of Secrets were born from Slaanesh's will, becoming its most favored servants. In the twisted hierarchy of Slaanesh's domain, the Keepers of Secrets serve as lieutenants to the Dark Prince, embodying the seductive allure of Slaanesh's temptations and the lethal consequences of succumbing to them. Their role is not simply to destroy their enemies, but to corrupt, seduce, and manipulate. Keepers of Secrets revel in psychological warfare, where their opponents' desires are turned against them, breaking their wills before ending their lives. While the Keepers of Secrets are masters of physical combat, their true strength lies in their ability to weave webs of manipulation and lies. They often appear to mortals in forms that inspire desire and awe, luring their victims into a false sense of security. This ability to manipulate emotions is part of what makes Keepers of Secrets so terrifying. They do not just kill, they make their enemies long for death by turning their deepest desires into unbearable torment. When summoned to the material world, Keepers of Secrets are frequently called upon by Slaanesh's cults, who seek to indulge in forbidden pleasures and excesses. These cults, driven mad by their pursuit of pleasure, often unwittingly unleash the Keeper of Secrets upon their enemies, or worse, upon themselves, falling victim to the very entity they hoped to control. The Keeper of Secrets is also one of the primary weapons of the Legion of the Emperor's Children, the Chaos Space Marine faction dedicated to Slaanesh. These twisted Astartes, once paragons of loyalty and perfection, have fully embraced the hedonistic delights offered by their patron god, and Keepers of Secrets are often summoned to assist them in battle, leading their charge with a mixture of grace and violence. The Keeper of Secrets is a creature of terrible beauty, designed to both enthrall and horrify those who witness it. These demons often take on an alluring, almost sensual form that belies their true nature. Their bodies are tall and lithe, standing at over 20 feet in height, their frames both graceful and unnervingly monstrous. While no two keepers of secrets look exactly alike, they share common traits that reflect their duality, both beautiful and grotesque, both human and alien. Their skin is often a pale, iridescent hue, shimmering with an unholy light that seems to shift and change as they move. The Keeper of Secrets' bodies are covered in fine details that draw the eye. Patterns of delicate scars, veins of raw power pulsing beneath their flesh, and subtle hints of muscles rippling beneath the surface. Yet these demons also bear grotesque features. Elongated claws, insect-like appendages, and faces that blend human beauty with demonic ferocity. A signature feature of the Keeper of Secrets is its multiple arms, often numbering four or more, each ending in deadly talons or barbed whips. These arms move with fluid grace, allowing the demon to attack multiple foes at once or to weave hypnotic gestures that can entrance or terrify its enemies. Some Keepers of Secrets wield elegant barbed blades in their hands, while others lash out with whips of energy that crackle with chaotic force. One of the most terrifying aspects of the Keeper of Secrets is its gaze. Its eyes glow with an unnatural hypnotic light, capable of ensnaring the minds of those who look too deeply into them. The mere sight of a Keeper of Secrets can cause lesser mortals to fall into a stupor, their wills crushed beneath the weight of the demon's psychic presence. Those who are not immediately enthralled often find themselves racked by feelings of intense desire, despair, or terror, as the Keeper of Secrets manipulates their emotions to devastating effect. In combat, Keepers of Secrets are extraordinarily fast and agile, moving with a speed that belies their large size. They dance across the battlefield, effortlessly evading enemy fire while slicing through infantry and vehicles alike with their deadly claws. Their combat abilities are further enhanced by their mastery of psychic powers. Keepers of Secrets are potent psychers, able to warp the minds of their enemies with illusions, fear, and manipulation. These psychic abilities are used to devastating effect in battle. A Keeper of Secrets can project waves of psychic energy that cause mass hallucinations, making entire squads of soldiers turn their weapons on each other or flee in terror. They can also use their powers to manipulate reality itself, bending the laws of the physical world to their will. This allows them to alter the flow of time, slow their enemies, or even turn the very air around them into a lethal weapon. One of the most devastating psychic abilities of a Keeper of Secrets is its power of empathic manipulation. By tapping into the emotions of those around it, the Keeper of Secrets can amplify their desires and fears, turning them against their own comrades. Soldiers who were once stalwart defenders of the Imperium may suddenly find themselves overwhelmed by uncontrollable lust, greed, or fear, abandoning their posts or even attacking their fellow troops in a desperate attempt to satisfy their twisted urges. The history of Warhammer 40,000 is filled with tales of Keepers of Secrets wreaking havoc across the galaxy, often turning the tide of battle through their cunning and malevolent powers. One of the most infamous Keepers of Secrets is Shalaxi Helbane, a named greater demon who serves as Slaanesh's personal assassin, tasked with hunting down and killing other champions of chaos. Shalaxi Helbane is a particularly cunning and dangerous Keeper of Secrets, known for its ability to manipulate both mortals and demons alike. One of its most famous encounters occurred during the Thramas Crusade, where it was summoned by a Slaanesh cult to corrupt the Imperial forces defending the planet. Shalaxi appeared at the height of the battle, its psychic powers overwhelming the minds of the Imperial defenders, causing them to turn on each other in a frenzy of bloodlust and despair. The resulting chaos allowed the forces of Slaanesh to overrun the planet, leaving it a desolate wasteland of pleasure and death. Another famous encounter involving a keeper of secrets occurred during the Siege of Vrax, where a cult of chaos worshippers summoned a greater demon of Slaanesh to lead their assault on the Imperial defenders. The Keeper of Secrets, known only as the Voice of Excess, used its psychic powers to sow discord among the ranks of the Astra Militarum, turning entire regiments against each other in a bloodbath of betrayal and madness. The Voice of Excess then led the charge against the Imperial lines, cutting down hundreds of soldiers with its claws and psychic abilities, leaving only madness and death in its wake. Keepers of Secrets have also played pivotal roles in many battles fought by the Emperor's children. These fallen Astartes, once loyal to the Imperium, now revel in the excesses of Slaanesh, and Keepers of Secrets are often called upon to lead their assaults. In one notable engagement, a Keeper of Secrets was summoned during the Battle of Harmony, where the Emperor's children sought to corrupt an entire planetary population. The Keeper of Secrets appeared in the heart of the planetary capital, its psychic powers causing the population to descend into a frenzy of violence and hedonism, ultimately leading to the planet's downfall. The Keeper of Secrets remains one of the most terrifying and enigmatic creatures in the galaxy, a being of both beauty and horror that leaves devastation in its wake. Its ability to manipulate and corrupt the minds of those it encounters makes it a truly insidious foe, one that even the most disciplined warriors of the Imperium struggle to face. Chapter 4. The Swarm Lord, Tyranid Hive Fleet Commander. The Swarm Lord is a being unlike any other in the Tyranid Hive fleets. It is a unique bioform, a master of war and strategy, created directly by the will of the hive mind itself. Unlike other Tyranid creatures, which are bred for specific tasks and destroyed after serving their purpose, the Swarm Lord exists across time. Each time it is defeated, its consciousness and knowledge are stored within the hive mind, only to be reconstituted again in a new body when the need arises. The Swarm Lord is essentially immortal, not in the traditional sense, but through its capacity to be reborn, endlessly re-emerging with all its tactical knowledge intact, evolving with every death and rebirth. The Swarm Lord is the ultimate expression of the Tyranid Hive Mind's intelligence. It is not simply a brute force commander of the Tyranid Swarms. Rather, it is a creature designed to outthink, outplan, and outmaneuver any enemy. The Swarm Lord is summoned when the Hive Mind encounters a foe that proves too difficult for the regular tactics of the Tyranids to overcome. Its very presence on a battlefield signifies that the Hive Mind is facing a worthy adversary, one that cannot be defeated by numbers alone. Throughout its long history, the Swarm Lord has been deployed in countless engagements, each time brought back to life more experienced and deadly than before. It has faced some of the Imperium's greatest champions, including the legendary Robuta Gilliman, Lord Commander of the Ultramarines, and the resurrected Primarch of the Imperium. The Swarm Lord's encounters with Gilliman, particularly during the Battle for Macragge, are some of the most famous and significant moments in the history of the Tyranid threat. One of the most terrifying aspects of the Swarm Lord is that it is not merely a warrior. It is the embodiment of the hive mind's intellect on the battlefield. The Tyranids, while often perceived as mindless beasts, are in reality controlled by the overarching intelligence of the hive mind. The Swarm Lord takes this concept to another level. It acts with independent thought and has a will of its own, though this will is entirely in service to the hive mind. It can adapt to battlefield conditions, anticipate enemy moves, and formulate complex strategies, making it far more dangerous than any other Tyranid bioform. In terms of lore, the Swarm Lord's existence dates back to the first recorded encounters with the Tyranid hive fleets. Since then, it has appeared in key conflicts across the galaxy, each time shifting the tide of battle in favor of the Tyranid swarm. From the invasion of Ikkar IV, to the infamous Battle of Macragge, where it faced down Gilliman himself, the Swarm Lord's legend has only grown. Its presence is a signal that the Tyranids are prepared for total war, and its arrival often precedes the complete annihilation of its enemies. Standing at the pinnacle of Tyranid evolution, the Swarm Lord is a monstrous figure that towers over even the mightiest of space marines. Its physical form is massive and imposing, a perfect synthesis of deadly weaponry and biological efficiency. The Swarm Lord's body is heavily armored with thick plates of chitin, providing it with incredible resilience to damage. These chitinous plates are reinforced with bone-like ridges, making the Swarm Lord capable of withstanding even the most powerful weaponry on the battlefield. What sets the Swarm Lord apart from other Tyranid bioforms is not only its size and strength, but its combat intelligence and speed. It is not a lumbering beast. Rather, it moves with terrifying speed and precision, much faster than its bulk would suggest. Its limbs are long and powerful, equipped with four bone sabers, each as long as a space marine and capable of slicing through even the toughest armor with ease. These bone sabers are not just physical weapons, they are extensions of the Swarm Lord's mind, allowing it to engage multiple enemies simultaneously with terrifying accuracy. The Swarm Lord's combat abilities are further enhanced by its regenerative powers. Like many Tyranid creatures, it has the ability to heal from wounds at an astonishing rate. Even grievous injuries that would kill lesser creatures are nothing more than inconveniences to the Swarm Lord, as its body rapidly knits itself back together in the heat of battle. This regenerative capability makes the Swarm Lord nearly impossible to kill without overwhelming firepower or precise strikes aimed at its vital organs. Perhaps the most terrifying aspect of the Swarm Lord, however, is its connection to the Hive Mind. The Swarm Lord is not only a general, but a conduit for the Hive Mind's will. Through its psychic link, the Swarm Lord can command vast swarms of Tyranid organisms, directing them with perfect coordination and efficiency. This psychic connection also allows the Swarm Lord to disrupt enemy communications and sow confusion among their ranks. It is a master of psychological warfare, using the terror and chaos it creates to break the will of its enemies long before they ever face it in direct combat. In addition to its combat prowess, the Swarm Lord is also a master strategist. Unlike other Tyranid creatures that rely purely on instinct or brute force, the Swarm Lord is capable of formulating complex battle plans and adapting to changing circumstances on the battlefield. It can analyze enemy tactics and weaknesses in real time, exploiting them with surgical precision. This makes the Swarm Lord one of the most dangerous opponents the Imperium has ever faced, as it is not bound by the limitations of a single individual's knowledge or experience. Instead, it draws upon the collective knowledge of the Hive Mind, making it a virtually unbeatable strategist. One of the most famous encounters involving the Swarm Lord occurred during the Battle for Macragge, the defense of the Ultramarines' homeworld against Hive Fleet Behemoth. This battle is one of the most significant in Imperial history, as it marked the first time the Imperium truly understood the full scale of the Tyranid threat. At the height of the battle, the Swarm Lord was deployed by the Hive Mind to break the Ultramarines' defenses and kill their leader, Marnius Kalgar. The Swarm Lord's arrival on the battlefield was devastating. It led a massive swarm of Tyranid creatures, crushing the Imperial defenses and forcing the Ultramarines into a desperate fight for survival. In a climactic duel, the Swarm Lord faced off against Marnius Kalgar, the chapter master of the Ultramarines. The two titans of war clashed in a brutal and bloody fight, with Kalgar only barely managing to survive the encounter. Though the Swarm Lord was eventually defeated, its presence on Macragge left a lasting scar on the Ultramarines and served as a grim reminder of the Tyranid threat. Another famous encounter involving the Swarm Lord took place during the Second Tyrannic War, where it led the Tyranid invasion of Ichar IV. The Swarm Lord was instrumental in the Hive Fleet's strategy, coordinating the Tyranid assault with terrifying precision. Its tactical genius allowed the Tyranids to overwhelm the planet's defenses, pushing the Imperial Guard to the brink of collapse. However, the arrival of Commissar Yarik and the Space Wolves turned the tide of the battle, eventually leading to the Swarm Lord's defeat. But even in defeat, the Swarm Lord's actions had devastated the planet, and the victory came at a terrible cost for the Imperium. The Swarmlord also played a key role in the Third Tyrannic War, where it was deployed by Hive Fleet Leviathan in the invasion of Tarsis Ultra. In this campaign, the Swarmlord demonstrated its ability to adapt to even the most advanced Imperial strategies. It outmaneuvered the combined forces of the Imperial Guard and Space Marines, leading the Tyranid swarms in a series of devastating ambushes that crippled the Imperial defenses. The Swarmlord's presence on Tarsis Ultra forced the Imperium to divert enormous resources to the planet, ultimately preventing the complete destruction of the world, but only barely. What makes the Swarmlord so terrifying is not just its physical prowess, but its capacity to learn and evolve. Each time it is defeated, it returns stronger, smarter, and more dangerous. The next time it faces an opponent, it will have learned from its previous defeat, adapting its strategies and combat techniques to ensure victory. This makes the Swarmlord one of the most dangerous foes the Imperium has ever faced, a relentless, immortal general that cannot be stopped by conventional means. The Swarmlord's story is far from over. As the Tyranid Hive fleets continue to invade the galaxy, it is only a matter of time before the Swarmlord emerges again, leading its swarms in a new campaign of destruction. And when it does, the Imperium will once again find itself locked in a desperate battle for survival against the ultimate predator. In the endless chaos of the Immaterium, where reality itself bends to the will of the gods, few beings are as feared and respected as the Lord of Change, the greater demon of Tzeentch. As the embodiment of change, magic, and intrigue, Tzeentch, the chaos god of change, spins an infinite web of plots and schemes that span across time and space. His lords of change are his most powerful and trusted servants, created from the very essence of his will and tasked with executing his grand plans. Tzeentch is a god who thrives on chaos, deceit, and the unpredictable nature of existence. His ultimate goal is to reshape reality to his own design, a goal that his lords of change serve with fanatical devotion. Each lord of change is a creature of immense power and cunning, a master of magic and manipulation who can bend the warp to its will and foresee the countless threads of destiny. Unlike the brutal, straightforward violence of Khorne or the slow decay of Nurgle, Tzeentch's power manifests in far more insidious ways, through the alteration of fate, the casting of spells, and the manipulation of minds. The Lords of Change are born from the swirling chaos of the warp, molded by Tzeentch's will into beings of terrifying intelligence and mystical prowess. They are living conduits of his power, their very presence warping reality around them. The Lords of Change are said to be able to see not just the present, but the future, past, and all possible realities that could ever be. They are manipulators of time, space, and probability, able to shift the course of events with a single thought. Each Lord of Change is unique, not just in appearance, but in personality. Some revel in the intricacies of arcane magic, while others take pleasure in manipulating mortal minds and turning once loyal soldiers into traitors. Despite their different personalities, all Lords of Change share a singular goal: to further the machinations of their god. They are master puppeteers, orchestrating grand cosmic schemes that may take centuries or even millennia to come to fruition. And when their plans finally come to pass, it is often in ways that no mortal could have predicted. The history of the Lords of Change is interwoven with the history of the Great Crusade, the Horus Heresy, and the numerous wars fought in the 41st millennium. During these monumental conflicts, Lords of Change have appeared on countless battlefields, weaving spells of unimaginable power and bending the minds of even the most steadfast defenders of the Imperium. They are not only generals of Tzeentch's armies of demons, but also manipulators of fate itself, ensuring that events unfold exactly as their master desires. One of the most notorious Lords of Change is Kairos Fateweaver, a creature so attuned to the shifting tides of fate that it was granted two heads by Tzeentch, one to see the past and present, the other to glimpse the countless possible futures. Kairos has been a key player in many of the most pivotal events in galactic history, including the Siege of Terra during the Horus Heresy. His ability to foresee multiple futures makes him one of Zinch's most prized servants, though his fractured mind often renders him incapable of discerning which future will actually come to pass. While some demons of the Chaos Gods are summoned for brief moments of carnage, the Lords of Change are often involved in much more complex and drawn-out schemes. They may infiltrate a planet's ruling elite, spreading corruption and discord over generations before finally revealing themselves in an explosion of magical violence. Their very nature is deception. They hide behind layers of lies and illusions, only revealing their true form when the time is right, and when their victims are too entangled in their webs to escape. 5.2 Physical Description and Abilities. The appearance of a Lord of Change is as malleable and shifting as the very essence of the warp from which it is born. Descriptions of these demons vary greatly, but they are universally described as immense bird-like creatures, with an air of majesty and menace that sets them apart from other demons. They stand tall, often as large as a dreadnought or imperial knight, their bodies covered in shimmering iridescent feathers that shift and change color with every movement. Their feathers are not mere decoration. They are infused with the raw energy of the warp, constantly warping and distorting the air around them. A Lord of Change typically has long, graceful limbs ending in talon-like hands, and a beak that glistens with the promise of both wisdom and destruction. Their wings are vast, capable of propelling them through both the material realm and the warp with equal ease. These wings shimmer with eldritch light, and their mere presence distorts reality, causing hallucinations, disorienting enemies, and creating an aura of awe and dread. The Lords of Change are the ultimate sorcerers of the demonic pantheon. Their mastery over the warp is unparalleled, even among other greater demons. They can cast spells that tear open the fabric of reality, summoning storms of warp fire or creating entire legions of lesser demons to do their bidding. Their control over magic allows them to manipulate the minds of their enemies, driving mortals to madness, turning loyal soldiers against their comrades, or simply convincing entire armies to surrender without a fight. Their most terrifying ability, however, is their manipulation of fate and probability. Lords of Change can peer into the future, seeing countless possible outcomes for any situation. They can subtly influence events, causing seemingly random occurrences to fall into place like pieces of a cosmic puzzle. What appears to be coincidence or luck is, in fact, the direct result of their manipulations. They can ensure that an enemy's weapon jams at a critical moment, or that a key figure dies just before they can deliver a vital message. This ability to control destiny itself makes the Lord of Change a truly terrifying foe, for it is impossible to predict how their influence will manifest. In addition to their magical powers, Lords of Change are formidable in close combat. Though they are primarily sorcerers, their physical strength should not be underestimated. Their talons can tear through armor with ease, and their beaks can crush the skulls of even the most heavily armored foes. However, they rarely engage in physical combat unless absolutely necessary. They prefer to let their magic do the work for them, using spells and summon demons to overwhelm their enemies from a distance. The psychic abilities of a Lord of Change are vast and incomprehensible to most mortals. They can summon warp storms, hurl bolts of psychic energy, or even rewrite the very laws of physics to suit their needs. Their mastery of the warp allows them to move through dimensions, disappearing from one place and reappearing in another in the blink of an eye. They can create illusions so convincing that even the most seasoned warriors cannot tell them from reality, and they can bend the minds of their enemies, causing confusion, fear, and despair to spread through the ranks. The sheer presence of a Lord of Change on the battlefield can warp reality itself. Time may move differently in their presence, with moments stretching into eternity or collapsing into nothingness. Space twists and bends around them, making it difficult for enemies to judge distance or direction. Even the most solid of objects may become fluid and insubstantial in their presence, as the boundaries between the material world and the warp blur. The Lords of Change have played a pivotal role in many of the most significant events in Warhammer 40,000's grim, dark history. Their mastery of manipulation and magic has led to countless victories for the forces of chaos, often in ways that are not immediately apparent. One of the most famous encounters involving a Lord of Change is the role of Kairos Fateweaver in the Siege of Terror. During the final days of the Horus Heresy, when the forces of Chaos sought to breach the Emperor's palace, Kairos was a key player in the warp-touched strategies employed by Horus and his allies. Fateweaver's ability to foresee multiple futures allowed the traitors to anticipate many of the Loyalist forces' counterattacks. Although the Loyalists ultimately prevailed, the damage caused by Kairos' manipulations was severe, and the cost of victory was almost too high to bear. Another notable encounter is the Thramis Crusade, where the forces of the Night Lord's Legion were bolstered by the presence of Shalaxi Hellbane, a particularly cunning and deadly Lord of Change. Hellbane's role in corrupting entire planetary defense forces, causing them to turn on each other in a frenzy of madness and betrayal, was instrumental in allowing the Night Lords to secure key victories with minimal losses. The insidious spread of Hellbane's influence was so pervasive that even long after the Crusade ended, many of the worlds it touched remained divided, torn apart by civil war and madness. The War of the Beast, a colossal conflict in the 32nd millennium, also saw the intervention of a Lord of Change. When the Orc warboss, known as the Beast, launched his devastating Wah against the Imperium, a shadowy Lord of Change manipulated events behind the scenes, ensuring that certain key victories were within the Orc's grasp. Though the Imperium ultimately defeated the Beast, the involvement of Tzeentch's demons left a lasting mark, with entire sectors plunged into chaos and instability for centuries to come. Perhaps one of the most chilling encounters with a Lord of Change occurred on the planet Vandis IV, where an Imperial crusade was launched to reclaim the world from Tzeentch-worshipping cultists. The Lord of Change, known as Zerilanath, orchestrated the entire rebellion, manipulating the Crusade's commanders from afar. By the time the Imperial forces realized they were walking into a trap, it was too late. The Lord of Change had already arranged for their demise, ensuring that every decision the Crusade leaders made only hastened their defeat. The planet was lost, and the Crusade was wiped out to the last man. Lords of Change are masters of deception, always operating from the shadows. Their greatest victories are often those where their enemies never even realize they were being manipulated until it is too late. They leave behind chaos and ruin, their plans sometimes only coming to fruition long after they have departed. Chapter 6, The Nightbringer, Catan Shard. Long before the rise of the Imperium or any of the modern-day races in the galaxy, there existed beings of immense power, the Catan, ancient star gods who once roamed the cosmos. The Nightbringer is among the most infamous of these entities, a figure synonymous with death itself. The Catan were energy-based creatures that fed on the life force of stars, drifting through the galaxies, unaware of the material universe around them. However, this changed when they encountered the Necrontyr, a mortal race afflicted with short, painful lives due to their sun's harsh radiation. The Necrontyr saw the Catan as gods and managed to forge bodies for these ethereal beings out of living metal, the miraculous material known as necrodermis. Upon taking corporeal forms, the Catan quickly realized they could feed on organic life rather than mere starlight. The Necrontyr, desperate for revenge against their ancient foes, the Old Ones, made a pact with the Catan, leading to the catastrophic war in heaven. During this time, the Nightbringer became known as the Harbinger of Death, reveling in its role as the executioner of entire star systems. The Catan were nearly omnipotent in their full forms, but their thirst for power ultimately led to their downfall. The Necrons, the Necrontyr's robotic descendants, eventually betrayed the Catan, shattering their forms and binding them into shards to serve as mere weapons. Even in its diminished form, the Nightbringer remains one of the most terrifying entities in the galaxy, an embodiment of death that strikes fear into the hearts of even the most stalwart warriors. In its shattered form, the Nightbringer no longer possesses its full godly might, but it remains an awe-inspiring and horrifying figure. Its necrodermis body is a towering humanoid shape, often depicted as a shadowy, cloaked figure whose very presence seems to darken the space around it. The Nightbringer's form is shrouded in a tattered cloak, with its face hidden beneath a hood that leaves little more than a terrifying, glowing visage. The Nightbringer's power lies in its mastery over death itself. One of its most terrifying abilities is the Scythe of the Nightbringer, a physical manifestation of its grim purpose. This massive, scythe-like weapon is capable of cleaving through anything in its path, from armored battle tanks to Astartes, with ease. Its blade hums with a strange energy, the essence of death, and to be struck by it is to feel the icy grip of mortality in its purest form. Beyond its physical weapon, the Nightbringer has the ability to drain the life force from its enemies, sapping their strength and vitality. The necrodermis that binds its essence together grants it near invulnerability, allowing it to regenerate from even catastrophic damage. The Nightbringer can also project an aura of pure terror. To face it in battle is to feel one's own mortality laid bare, paralyzing even the most hardened soldiers with fear. Furthermore, the Nightbringer's connection to death extends to psychic powers. It can manipulate the energies of the warp, turning the very essence of death into a weapon against its foes. Its mere presence weakens the will to fight, and some say it can even command the spirits of the dead to rise and serve it, adding a horrifying dimension to its capabilities. The Nightbringer has played a pivotal role in some of the most terrifying battles in the galaxy, its presence signaling doom for entire armies and star systems. One of the most well-known encounters took place during the Necron Awakening, when Necron overlords sought to awaken the shattered Catan to wield them as weapons against the Imperium. On several occasions, shards of the Nightbringer were unleashed, causing untold devastation. In one such incident, an Adeptus Mechanicus expedition uncovered a Catan shard on a barren world. The tech priests, eager to study the ancient artifact, inadvertently freed the Nightbringer shard, leading to the annihilation of their forces. The few survivors spoke of a towering figure that drained the life from everything it touched, leaving only desolation in its wake. Another famous encounter occurred during the 13th Black Crusade, when a shard of the Nightbringer was summoned by a rogue Necron lord. This shard wreaked havoc on Imperial forces, decimating entire regiments of Astra Militarum and Space Marine chapters alike. Even the Adeptus Astartes, with all their strength and resolve, found themselves powerless before the Nightbringer's scythe and deathly aura. The Nightbringer's influence extends far beyond the battlefield as well. It is said that in ancient times, many of the galaxy's myths and legends about death were inspired by the Nightbringer's rampages. Even now, the mere mention of its name strikes fear into those who know of its true nature. The Imperium scholars and inquisitors have long debated how much of the Nightbringer's power is tied to its essence and how much is influenced by the fear it instills in the hearts of the living. To this day, the Nightbringer remains one of the most feared entities in the galaxy, its presence a reminder of the cosmic horrors that lurk beyond the veil of the material world. Chapter 7, Scabiathrax, the Bloated, Greater Demon of Nurgle. Scabiathrax the Bloated, known as the Lord of Flies, is one of the most infamous greater demons of Nurgle. As with all of Nurgle's servants, Scabiathrax is a horrific embodiment of decay, disease, and despair. His bloated, festering form is filled with pestilence and rot, and he serves as a commander of Nurgle's legions during great plagues and wars of attrition. His presence signals not only death, but a slow, agonizing demise as diseases spread and fester in the wake of his passing. Like all greater demons, Scabiathrax was born from the warp, a twisted reflection of the emotions and fears of mortal beings. Nurgle, the chaos god of decay, cherishes the cyclical nature of life and death, with disease serving as a reminder of the inevitability of decay. Scabeothrax is one of Nurgle's most favored servants, acting as a personal emissary of rot and ruin. He is known for his lethargic, slow-moving nature, but his seemingly sluggish demeanor hides a deadly cunning. Underestimating him is a fatal mistake, as countless armies have learned during the grim conflicts in which he has taken part. Scabeothrax is frequently summoned by chaos cultists or warbands when Nurgle's power is at its peak, often during times of plague, famine, or war. His arrival heralds the collapse of entire planetary ecosystems as diseases spread unchecked and the population succumbs to Nurgle's gifts. His appearance on a battlefield is a rare but catastrophic event, often marking the beginning of a long, drawn-out conflict where victory becomes an ever-distant hope. Scabeothrax is a bloated, festering behemoth, his grotesque body swollen with disease and corruption. His skin is mottled and split, with open sores, oozing pus and vile fluids. His enormous, distended belly is filled with a combination of toxic gases and writhing parasites, and his appearance is as revolting as it is fearsome. He is often depicted dragging his massive, diseased form across the battlefield, accompanied by swarms of Nurglings, tiny, impish demons that serve him with a gleeful abandon. Despite his rotund appearance and sluggish movement, Scabeothrax is a formidable combatant. His immense strength allows him to crush enemies with ease, while his sheer bulk makes him nearly impervious to conventional weapons. His body constantly regenerates as Nurgle's power heals his wounds and fuses his diseased flesh back together. Attacking Scabeothrax often proves futile, as even the most grievous injuries seem to have little effect on the bloated demon. In addition to his physical prowess, Scabeothrax wields a variety of horrific abilities. His mere presence spreads disease, infecting everything around him with the foulness of Nurgle's touch. Those unfortunate enough to be caught in his proximity often find their bodies succumbing to various plagues, their skin blistering and rotting away as Nurgle's gifts take hold. Scabeothrax is also able to summon swarms of Nurglings to overwhelm his enemies, their biting, infectious attacks creating chaos and confusion on the battlefield. One of his most infamous weapons is the Rod of Putrefaction, a staff that spreads disease with each strike. Wounds caused by the rod fester and rot, making it nearly impossible for enemies to recover. Those struck by the rod are often left with lingering, debilitating afflictions if they are fortunate enough to survive at all. Scabeothrax's most infamous role was during the Siege of Vrax, where he was summoned by Nurgle-worshipping traitors in the long war between the Imperial forces and the renegades of Vrax. The demon's arrival turned the tide of the conflict, plunging the planet into a state of rot and despair. His presence brought with it an explosion of disease that wiped out vast swathes of both the Imperial and traitor forces alike. For months, the planet was consumed by sickness, as plague after plague ravaged the remaining defenders. The Siege of Vrax became a cautionary tale within the Imperium, illustrating the devastating consequences of summoning a greater demon of Nurgle. The bloated, pestilent figure of Scabeothrax remains etched into the memories of those who survived the horrors of the siege. His role in the conflict cemented his reputation as a force of apocalyptic ruin, an unstoppable harbinger of Nurgle's will. Beyond Vrax, Scabeothrax has been linked to various other plague outbreaks across the galaxy. Whenever a great pestilence or famine takes hold of a world, rumors of Scabeothrax's involvement often surface. The Imperium's records are filled with stories of planets that succumbed to Nurgle's gifts, their populations driven to madness and despair as Scabeothrax's vile presence infected every living thing. To face Scabeothrax is to fight against not only a physical foe, but the very essence of decay itself. His presence marks the death of hope, the destruction of life, and the slow, agonizing collapse of everything that was once whole. The galaxy of Warhammer 40,000 is one of constant war, and within that eternal conflict, Monsters of unimaginable power and horror stalk the stars. The creatures we have explored in this journey represent the most terrifying entities that exist in this grim, dark universe. From the bloodthirsters of Khorne to the Tyranid hive fleets, the Catan, and the demons of chaos, each brings a unique and overwhelming form of death and destruction to the galaxy. These beings serve as constant reminders of the fragile nature of life within the 41st millennium. Whether it is the brutal and unrelenting fury of a bloodthirster, the cold, calculated hunger of the Swarm Lord, or the ancient cosmic terror of the Nightbringer, there is no escape from the horrors that lurk in the shadows of the galaxy. Even the defenders of the Imperium, such as the Space Marines, must face the reality that victory against these monsters often comes at an impossible cost. In the end, Warhammer 40,000 is a universe defined by its grimdark nature, where hope is fleeting and survival is never guaranteed. The monsters we have examined are not just enemies to be defeated, they are embodiments of the galaxy's most primal fears and emotions, forces that shape the very fabric of reality itself. They are the nightmare made manifest, the ultimate expressions of the chaos and destruction that define the 41st millennium. For the brave, or perhaps the foolhardy, there is still a fight to be had. But for most, the appearance of these monsters means only one thing: death in one horrific form or another. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the darkest corners of the Warhammer 40,000 universe. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the grimdark, be sure to subscribe for more lore, more horror, and more stories from the tales of the grimdark. Until next time, stay vigilant, for the monsters of the galaxy are never far away.